but I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Every ball you throw will make me rich.
Have a banana.
There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roly poly ball a penny a pitch. All together now.
Oh.
Harmony.
This is definitely Wild Card Wednesday. Now, you know, on this show, every morning, we have the listeners text in their requests for songs to play coming back from commercials. We call them bumps. And we have a different theme every day. Today is Wild Card Wednesday, meaning any song, any artist, anything. And you take that very seriously on Wild Card Wednesday because the 872 area code requested Merv Griffin's I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts. Yeah, that's Merv Griffin. Share a birthday with Merv Griffin. Well, he's dead now, but I do share a birthday with him. And his lovely bunch of coconuts. Okay. Do you think there's a coconut mascot? There's got to be a coconut mascot somewhere, right? Some guy dressed up like a coconut running around?
There's got to be. In the Caribbean somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, that just lends itself to mascotishness. I believe I just made up a word right there. Norm Crosby, everybody. Enjoy the veal. And that's a reference that neither of the people who are working with me got. Dan, did you get the... Do you know who Norm Crosby is?
I was just trying to think if there was a mascot that was crickets.
No, because the response of what I said was crickets. I see. Esmeralda, do you know who Norm Crosby is?
Nope.
Norm Crosby is a comedian who was popular in the 60s and the 70s, and his deal was that he would mispronounce words. That was like he would come up with, like, you know, I'm not getting along with my wife, so we're going to file for a declumpment, something like that. So when I said mascotlessness, that's a Norm Crosbyism. So this is what you got in the 70s. You got Foster Brooks, who was pretending to be drunk, and you got Norm Crosby, who couldn't speak. And that was your comedy. Those were two of your famous, most popular comedians, both of whom would appear on the telethon every year. Norm Crosby, in fact, was a host. Like when Jerry would go off to sleep, they'd bring Norm Crosby out. He used to host a show. It was on Channel 32, like 11 o'clock at night. It was a syndicated thing. And I want to say it was called the Comedy Shop, Norm Crosby's Comedy Shop. And he'd come out and do bits, you know, where he'd mispronounce words. And then, like, he'd introduce up-and-coming comedians. And they would come out and do sets. And then he'd come out. He was the host. And it was Norm Crosby's Comedy Shop? Ridiculous. Can you play a little Norm Crosby? Do they have, like, any Norm Crosby? Just so, because I can't do it. It's easy to make fun of Norm Crosby, but then try and do it. Because it's actually kind of hard to do what he does, Norm Crosby. Yeah, so that's the, you know, when you make up a fake word and it sounds weird, that's a Norm Crosby bit. That's what he did.
All right, this is Norm Crosby on the Dean Martin Show.
Oh, Norm Crosby. Oh, this is classic.
He doesn't say anything offensive.
No, he won't. Well, maybe he will because it was
here
a different time.
He's a very, very funny fella, my good friend, and so very beautiful, Mr. Norm Crosby.
By the way, Dean knows Trevor.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, how about the kids on this show? Aren't they beauteous? Really. I think this is without doubt the most voluptuous conglomeration of feminine pulchritness that has ever been put together.
See, there you go. All right, that's all you need. That's it. That's what he did. That's all he did. That was his bit. And the guy was on the top of the world of comedy for 15 years. And that's all he did. That was comedy in the 70s, everybody. So if you want to see why people latched on to George Carlin and Richard Pryor, that's why. Because when you turned on TV, you got Foster Brooks being drunk and Norm Crosby mispronouncing words. That's what you had. And since then, I've grown to love Norm Crosby. All right. Enough Norm Crosby. All right. All right. Okay. Skip Skipley is back from retirement.
Yes.
Welcome back, Skip Skipley.
Thank you.
All right. Explain the game that Esmeralda and I are going to play head-to-head. It's a TV game.
So I will give you two words, a two-word clue, and you will try to guess what show it's from.
And it's a TV comedy?
TV comedy.
Okay, so it's a TV comedy, two words, and we got to...
So, for example, if I were to say the word smelly cat...
Well, I created that show.
Right. You would say Friends.
Right. Now, did you just give us one of them?
That was an example.
Oh, an example. Okay.
Yes. All right.
Who's going to go first?
Ladies first.
All right, Esmeralda. Skip Skipley is about to give you a clue.
Esmeralda. Tool time.
Home improvement.
That is correct.
Oh. Oh.
Mr. Gigilio.
What happened?
Minnow Castaways.
Oh, that's Gilligan's Island.
That is correct.
Okay.
Esmeralda. Nantucket Airport.
Wings.
That is correct.
Hey, by the way, I do want to mention this. Do you remember a time in the mid '90s when all USA showed was Wings? That's all they showed. It was like the 24-hour Wings channel. Now, guess what's coming on Antenna TV this fall? Wings.
Wow.
Oh God!
They've been advertising it. The only reason I know that is because they advertise it before every episode of The Tonight Show.
You watch The Tonight Show?
Yeah, every once in a while. I've been known to watch it every once in a while.
Hmm.
He's no, you know, Johnny Carson.
Wings episodes?
He was in between Wings episodes on USA. It was USA, the USA network for about 8 years was Wings and Law and Order, and that was it. If it wasn't Wings, it was a damn Law and Order. Dang, dang. All right. Well, who's, me?
Yes.
All right.
I'm listening.
Frasier.
That is correct.
Okay.
Esmeralda. Nanu Nanu.
Mork and Mindy.
That is correct.
Very nice. Very nice. That's a generational one. Do you watch Norman Mindy? Do you watch Norman Mindy?
No.
And I mean Norm Crosby. That was the show where they brought Norm Crosby in to be with Mindy. And instead, he made up Nanu Nanu because he thought that's what you said, that's what eggs were. Can I have a couple of Nanu Nanus? I'm Norm Crosby. I'm a genius. Thank you. That was voluptuous, beauteous.
No, I've watched a couple times. It's on
I think it's on Antenna TV.
It's on one of them channels I watch.
Okay. Well, should we break here?
We'll do one more before we break.
One more before we break. Here we go.
Mel's Diner.
Alice.
That is correct.
All right. We're tied at three, Esmeralda.
Oh boy.
Tied at three. It's neck and neck. All right. News is next, and then we'll finish this up. Whoa. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Wild Card Wednesday. A deep cut from the Cow Sills. 312 area code request. We Can Fly by the Cow Sills. You know who the Cow Sills are, Esmeralda?
Yeah. That song in Dumb and Dumber. Didn't they have a song in there? Oh, gosh, how's it? I mean, it's an old song, but
yeah.
I remember it from Dumb and Dumber.
I don't remember.
Oh, man, I can't remember how it goes.
Okay. Because the one song that I know the Cow Sills did that was huge, when they did Hair.
Oh, maybe wasn't.
From the movie, the play, Hair.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it wasn't.
Give me
the
a hit.
Song, The Rain, The Park, and Other Things was on the Dumb and Dumber soundtrack.
Right, yeah.
Running in the Park and Other Things. Okay.
It's sweet.
Why don't I remember? I mean, the only
is the part where
I've seen Dumb and Dumber many times.
Yeah, I think it's the part where they're going on the dates. Or no, it's when Lloyd is dreaming, and then he wakes up and he almost crashes into something.
Oh yeah. That's right. I totally forgot about that. No, that was actually a big song. I'm
sure it was, but I just couldn't. That's the only.
Yeah, no, I understand. I totally understand. You associate songs with movies all the time. All the time. I can't think of. There are so many songs that were in Goodfellas that I can't. When I hear them, I immediately think of that scene in Goodfellas. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like that entire sequence in Goodfellas with the black helicopter where he's looking up and he sees the helicopter. And then, you know, they're stirring, you know, Kevin Corgan is at home stirring the sauce and all that stuff. That whole scene, they use about 20 songs in that whole sequence. And like Monkey Man, I can't think about that without thinking of when I hear Monkey Man. And Layla, and that's not in that sequence. That's in a different sequence. But the end piano.
They get arrested, right?
Sorry?
They get arrested.
No, that's when they find all the dead bodies. That's when there's the dead bodies in the freezer. And that's where all the dead bodies were scattered across town. And that's when the outro to Layla is playing.
So. You really taking Layla, this
Norm
Nelson,
Crosby. That's Norm, right. Norm Crosby. Norm Crosby. Norm. Norm and Mindy. all right. Skip Skipley retired and then came back 4 minutes later. Skip Skipley, how are you?
I'm all right. It was a quick one.
Yeah.
Change of heart?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just I can't get enough of you two kids.
Oh,
that's sweet. Oh. All right. Well, we're tied at 3 on the TV quiz. The idea here is Skip Skipley, fresh from retiring, will give us 2 words that will describe a TV comedy to us. And so we are tied at 3 apiece. And the next question goes to Esmeralda.
Nose twitching.
Bewitched.
That is correct.
Wow. Wow.
What?
No, that's good. That's good. Okay.
Atlanta Decorators.
Designing Women?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I was going
to... I never watched that. I've never watched one episode of that show.
I've watched like half an episode, but I know.
Well, I mean, I was like, Designing Women was obviously some. I just didn't know whether it took place in Atlanta.
Despite the fact you're a huge Misach Taylor fan.
Well, I am. He was fantastic in Mannequin and Mannequin 2. And by the way, would like to see him get chopped in half with an elevator cord.
It's a nice segue.
You should watch Damien Omen 2. Oh. There's a fantastic scene where an elevator crashes and then the cable flies through the roof and cuts him directly in half.
Does he play the same character or different?
No. No, that would be funny, though, if he were dressed up like that.
Oh, my gosh.
No, but he gets cut right in half with an elevator cable.
Mm-hmm.
Damien Omen 2. It's coming up on October. We got a month.
Cool.
Rent that one. Good death. Great kill.
Okay.
Quality. You know, that's the one thing I love about the Omen movies. All 3 of the main Omen movies. Fantastic. One massive quality kill. Mm. The first one, David Warner's head gets cut off with a sheet of glass. Oh. And the second one, elevator cable comes down and cuts Meshach Taylor in half.
Yeah.
And then in the third one, a dude rigs up a shotgun with a typewriter ribbon, attaches it to a doorknob, and then when he calls a meeting, when they open the door, the shotgun blows the guy's the back of his head off because the guy opened the door.
Great.
Enjoy your breakfast, everybody.
Yeah, quality kills in those Omen movies, I'm telling you. All right, you brought up Meshach Taylor. Where else am I going to go with it?
Mannequin 2.
And Damien and Damien Omen 2, where he gets chopped in half.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
Brooklyn Sweat Hogs.
Oh, welcome. Wait. Welcome back,
you
Mr.
Can
Crotter.
Sing it if you want. I can,
welcome
I can
back. Welcome back, Mr. Cotter.
That is correct, yes.
For a second, I was
just
like,
Cotter.
Oh, welcome back, Cotter. Right. Okay, yeah. I was like, wait, what's the whole...
No, you got it. You just know that, welcome back. Because they never say Cotter in the song, in the theme song.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh!
Mr.
All right.
DiGilio.
What happened?
Young Republican.
Family Ties.
That is correct.
Okay. All right.
King of the dramatic pause today.
Well, I was, I didn't know it right away.
Esmeralda, Deluxe Apartment.
Jefferson's.
That is correct.
See, now, you threw me because you didn't say deluxe.
I didn't add in the sky either.
It's a deluxe apartment. All right.
Mr. DiGilio.
What?
Bronto Burger.
Oh, Flintstones.
That is correct.
Bronto Burger.
I don't know if I would have gotten that.
Don't they always refer to it as a Brontosaurus Burger? Did they actually call it Bronto Burger?
Oh, I don't know.
Hmm. I always thought it was a Brontosaurus. Whatever. All right.
Glad you got it. That would have been a tough call. Saint Olaf. Esmeralda. Saint Olaf.
Oh, man. All right, hold on.
Saint Olaf.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with the Flying Nun.
That is incorrect. Any guesses, Mr. DeGilio? You can't win the point.
Oh, I can't win the point?
Is it something with basketball?
No.
Okay. So I was thinking maybe it was a team, but then...
Saint Olaf. Let's see.
I'm trying to think what other religions...
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh.
Church man.
All that, the high...
Yeah.
The lauded...
Very great. Norm Crosby was on that show. What was it?
Saint Olaf is the fictional town that Rose was from on The Golden Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I would have never got that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have, but yeah, now that you, that makes sense.
Okay. All right. Me now?
Yes.
All right.
Inspiration Point.
Happy Days.
That is correct.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Really? Mm. Oh, that's where they took all their chicks to make out.
I never watched enough of it.
Yeah. Fonzie didn't have to check chicks there. He just went, and they showed up.
Wow.
You know, Norm Crosby made an appearance on Happy Days.
Oh, did he? Shocking. Wow, there's quite a thread through this whole show now.
Did he call it Happy Hours or something?
Happy Doofus. All right.
Esmeralda, Grape Stomping.
I Love Lucy.
That is correct.
I was talking about that episode with my parents last night at Fight Club.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. We were out of, you know, I got my dad for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I got him a couple of joke books to help him with his material on Monday mornings.
Yeah.
So I got him a joke book, and one of the joke books has like comedy spotlight where they spotlight, you know, shows or things that were funny. And they had, you know, a page for I Love Lucy, and at the bottom was a picture of them stomping grapes.
Oh.
And we started talking about them stomping grapes and how
they
funny
just,
that episode
they just
was.
Had an episode on the radio, the WGN Radio Theater.
Oh, they did? With Lucy and Desi?
No, it was Lucille Ball, but it was a show, I think it was the show that essentially started the whole thing, because it was a husband.
It was a different husband?
Yeah, it was a couple, and then I guess they were like, we're going to do this at TV, but she was like, no, I want Desi.
Yeah, and then Desi took over the whole thing.
Right.
Essentially.
Wow, all right.
Oh.
Yeah, so there you go.
All right. Where are we at? We're, by the way, we're tied.
Yep.
It's, so
you're about to go ahead.
It's 7-7.
Schlemiel Schlemazel.
Oh.
Wait, who is this?
That's Nick.
Me.
Oh.
Laverne and Shirley.
Yes. Esmeralda.
Yes.
Mockingbird Lane.
Gah. Hold on. Mockingbird Lane. I don't think this is right. Wait, no, that's... Wait, maybe it is.
What are you thinking?
It's not the Munsters, is it?
It is the Munsters.
What?
Way to work through it.
Nice job.
Yes.
Nice job.
I was going to say Brady Bunch.
No, I can't remember what street they lived on.
Yeah, I don't know why
No, they lived at 1313 Mockingbird Lane, the Munsters.
Well,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, Norm Crosby was on that. No, he wasn't. All right. Should we break? No, we could probably finish it, right?
We could probably finish it. Okay. There's just a couple more.
Couple more. Here we go.
Junk Man.
Oh, come on.
What?
I know, right?
Come on.
Jeez.
That would be Sanford and Son.
That is correct.
Okay.
Esmeralda. The Regal Beagle.
Three's Company.
That is correct.
I watched way too much Three's Company.
Yeah.
Like maybe 6 months ago. It was on all the time.
At least one member of the staff has to.
Yeah. Andy Herman.
Oh, was
there? Oh, my God, Esmeralda. We used to do a thing called the Three's Company Throwdown.
Oh, boy.
Where people would call in or send in trivia questions.
Mm-hmm.
And what, Dan, his batting average, about 890,
yeah, I would
maybe.
Say there.
Insane. And they would, like, the most... My detailed questions, the hardest questions ever, like that, he'd get them.
What color cup was Jack drinking in this
like
episode?
That kind of stuff.
And he'd be like, God. Oh, it's
like they literally said what was Chris, like one time they were caught without clothes, what was Chrissy's towel color and what was Janet's towel color, and he got it. Like that, didn't even think about it.
I wonder if it had something to do with them. the colors of their towels.
I have no idea. All I know is that Andy...
Or maybe they always had the same color towels.
No, this was just one episode. Just one episode. Because they would describe what the episode was. This was the episode.
Right, but you know what I mean? Like, maybe throughout this, they always had the same...
Only Andy would know that. Seriously. It's frightening how much... Because he watches it. He still watches it.
Yeah.
He still watches it, like, five times a day.
And it's on TV, so it's easy to
constantly
catch. I'm sure he has the DVD set, though. Okay.
Yeah. Now, is this... What is this? The last one?
Last one.
Okay, so if I get this, I win.
Yep. Suit up.
Oh, no.
Suit up.
Oh.
Oh, no. Suit up? Greatest American Hero?
Incorrect.
Wow.
How I Met Your Mother.
See, now, there's
he
no
wore
way.
A suit.
Was that Neil Patrick Harris?
It was his character,
okay.
Yes.
We tied at 9.
Oh,
we
boy.
Tied again. Tied at 9.
Well, then.
I'll tell you what, if there were more Norm Crosby questions on there, I'd have done much better.
If it was a whole what TV shows was Norm Crosby on, you would...
Or how would Norm Crosby describe a TV show and it would just make up words? Then you would have to decipher from the words figure out what Norm Crosby was trying to say.
You'd have that unlocked.
Oh, yeah. Well, we tied. Another tie for us. We've tied the past couple of quizzes that we've done. All right. Thank you, Skip Skipley. We'll see you in Florida.
My pleasure.
All right.